Elections BC has issued Tim Johnson, a 2022 candidate for electoral area director of the Bulkley-Nechako Regional District, an enforcement notice for contravening the Local Elections Campaign Financing Act, LECFA. Johnson competed for the Area F director seat for Vanderhoof Rural but was defeated by Shirley Moon. In the March 5 notice, Elections BC official Adam Barnes outlines a violation related to campaign contribution limits. Johnson, who acted as his own financial agent during the 2022 general local elections, exceeded the permissible contribution limit outlined in the LECFA. According to the notice, Johnson's disclosure statement filed on October 20, 2022, revealed a total self-contribution of $4,400, surpassing the $2,500 limit set for unendorsed candidates. Read also, election nomination submitted for the Village of Burns Lake and RDBN. Elections BC's Electoral Finance Audit and Assessment Team notified Johnson on January 13, 2023, regarding the over-contribution and instructed him to rectify the excess amount. Johnson complied by filing an amended disclosure statement on January 24, 2023, confirming the return of the surplus contribution. Subsequently, the case was referred to Elections BC's investigations team. Despite outreach from the Elections BC investigator seeking additional information on the matter, Johnson responded by stating he had already provided documents to another staff member at Elections BC. After reviewing the matter, Elections BC concurred with the investigator's preliminary findings, determining that Johnson's campaign contributions exceeded the limit by $1,900. As a result, Johnson faces an administrative monetary penalty of $900. While Johnson has the option to seek a review of the determination by an adjudicator within 14 days or seek relief from the BC Supreme Court, he is also mandated to pay the penalty within 40 days from the date of issuance. This enforcement action underscores the significance of adhering to campaign finance regulations and highlights the proactive measures undertaken by Elections BC to uphold electoral integrity, the agency said.